You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
It is time to continue our division by division breakdown as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the AFC East. Is it going to be the AFC Beast or is it going to be the AFC Least? Let's find out. From 4-1, who you got, D?
Man, this you could spin this division anyway, and I really just wouldn't be surprised. There's just so much happening with each team, and I do think it's highly competitive. It's not the least. Everybody's fairly good. It's kind of crazy, but I'm going to start with the Patriots. I just don't see enough talent on this roster to compete with all the other teams. So I'm picking them at 4. At number 3, surprise, surprise, I actually have the Buffalo Bills. Oh. I have a feeling they'll have a step back this year. They seemed committed to Allen not being leading rusher, which is good this year. So we'll just see how that holds up. But Diggs' holdout has me skeptical. There seemed to be some friction there, some questions about the direction of the offense. So they open up against the Jets. We'll see what happens. Number 2 is the Dolphins. I just think they're set to put up points. Like Hill, Waddle, Tua, as long as Tua is healthy, they're just going to score. It pains me to say this, but number 1, I've got COVID. Got New York Jets. They just talk so much shit. I can't imagine the disaster this will be if they do not win, if they fail. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like they've talked so much. I can't imagine what the backlash will be if they fail. So they have to succeed, right? Rodgers needs to win the MVP. Salah needs to be the coach of the year. They need to get to the AFC Championship game. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. What do you think, Z?
This is the division that gets 3 playoff teams.
Yeah.
That's what, last year was the NFC East. This year it's the AFC East. I think we're in agreement that the Patriots are not going to be one of those teams.
Yeah.
I don't know about Mac Jones. Like, that is the question mark. Juju, competent. Devontae Parker, competent. Kendrick Bourne, competent. Hunter Henry. Gesicki is also here.
Yeah.
You also took away from the Dolphins, right? So, there's players. There are players. You need a quarterback. You don't have one. And it pains me to say that because I was very high on Mac Jones coming out of Alabama. Patriots easily in 4th place. Now, 3rd place, this may be a surprise for you. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Like you said, talked all that shit. Talked all that mess. The lights are on bright. You're going to get the best shot every week.
Yeah.
Teams are going to circle you on their schedule. They want a piece of you, and they're going to get the best. Now, we saw what the Packers did, right? And you just imported a bunch of Packers offense. Maybe early in the season, they'll show flashes of what could be. But down the line, as the season progresses, what's that going to be? I don't know. But you're getting everybody's best shot. You're the darlings of the league. You brought in Aaron Rodgers. The spotlight is on. And historically, when the spotlight is on the Jets, that's when they melt. So, 3rd place. But still good enough. I'm going to say 10 wins. 10, 11 wins. 2nd place. The Dolphins. And this is a big gamble, right? This is a big gamble, provided that Tua is upright, right? He's taking Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's learning how to fall so that he doesn't, you know, knock his head, so he doesn't get any more concussions.
Yeah, my three-year-old's in the same class.
Well, you know, you have to, apparently they have to baby-proof the line. But this team is built, right? Mostert, Hill, Waddle, Cedric Wilson is not bad, right? You have Tyler. You brought in Tyler Kroft to replace Gesicki. Okay, so you brought in some guys. Right. Now you brought in Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey's not going to be there for the foreseeable future, right? He's on IR. We'll see what's going to happen when he comes back. But this team's ready. Like, if not now, when? If not now, probably never. Now, if they have to make the change, if Tua gets hurt, Mike White is a pretty good backup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll still get some games. Like, we saw the flashes of what Mike White can be.
He's going to beat the Jets this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You heard it here first. We called it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mike White is a more than capable backup. And you also have Skylar Thompson. You know, you have players that now have seasoning. You had Teddy, but Teddy was another health issue. So, quarterback, still a problem, but more talented options for sure. Number one, I still have the Buffalo Bills. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And these guys haven't beaten the man yet. So, you added James Cook. You have Latavius Murray and Damian Harris. You have a legit run game now. And you know what? Stephon Diggs, yeah, I get it. You're not going to be the focal point of this offense anymore. Josh Allen's not going to be the focal point with his legs. That might be the step backwards that you need to move forwards. If the team is winning, are you going to complain that you're not getting as many targets? I hope not, because that's a really bad look. The defense, it's ready. Like, Von Miller is out, but you have Leonard Floyd. Plug him in. Shaq Lawson behind him. The inspirational return of DeMar Hamlin. Like, that is going to be that's big. Like, is Micah Hyde gonna make it through the season healthy? I hope so. He's critical. Jordan Poyer, critical. If the defense stays healthy and produces, this team could be very easily division champion. And it's one of the small handful that could match up with the Chiefs. I'm not saying beat the Chiefs, I'm saying match up with the Chiefs. But this division is going to be very competitive. It's going to be a brawl all year. And I think the Bills narrowly come out on top.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.